You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It used to be getting to school meant hopping on your bike. Those bike racks outside the schools would be full, but times have changed. When Ty Schmidt moved to Traverse City 10 years ago, something struck him. No kids were riding bikes to school, and there were long lines of cars at drop-off and pickup. That observation led Ty and his wife, Joanna, to launch an effort to get kids to ride their bikes safely to and from school. And from that grew an all-out effort to build a more bike-friendly Traverse City, inspiring its kids through bicycles. Their group is called Norte, and Ty Schmidt is with us now. Hello, Ty.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
So happy to have you with us. So there you are, a newcomer to Traverse City. So you're kind of looking with new eyes. And where had you come from?
Well, I grew up in Manitoba near Winnipeg, but then I had moved to Tucson after graduating. I'm a physical therapist, so I moved somewhere warm, so I moved to Tucson. And then I met my wife down there, and we moved back home where she grew up here in Traverse City in 2006.
And there you kind of, you know, look at the situation at school, and it's something that's repeated all over the state, the big, long line of cars dropping off and picking up. What got you the idea, planted that idea that, hey, let's see if we can get kids to get on their bicycles?
Yeah, you know, and it's something that certainly isn't unique to Traverse City, Michigan. I mean, it's happening all across the U.S., you know, and it's the new normal now is to drive your kid to school. And it's something that, you know, it really bothered me. And it's something that, because I job share with my wife, I have the luxury of time. I was like, you know what, we're going to invite some kids over. I'm going to pedal them to school in the morning. My wife will pedal them back in the afternoon, and we'll just see where it goes. And we started 3 years ago with a couple kids, and this morning we just had like 18 kids like to school with us this morning. So it's funny how it's taken off, but it's been really rewarding.
And it's actually spread to other schools and other neighborhoods, hasn't it?
Right. And so, you know, the kind of light bulb went off as like this type of model, because parents are busy. You know, the mornings are hectic. They may want their kid to walk or bike to school. But so we're here to make it easy, and we're trying to connect with parents with time and the energy. And so we started with one bike train that connected to Eastern Elementary, but now we have 18 bike trains that connects to 9 different schools from 12 different neighborhoods in Traverse City.
And then you also realized you needed to teach children how to ride their bikes safely, didn't you?
Right. You know, and that's the part of this bike train model is not just shepherding them, getting them from point A to point B, but every trip is a teaching moment. So we really take the time to emphasize how it is to ride intelligently and safely. And so, you know, we really take it serious. You know, they signal, they stop at every stop sign, and they just, their confidence builds, their independence builds. And it's something that as they get older, it'll be lifelong skills.
And then from that acorn grew Norte, bike-centric, youth-focused. And you have such a interesting, large array of programs aimed at getting kids and adults on their bikes.
Yeah, you know, and it's something that we are youth-centric, but we're not youth-only. And we started doing a social ride, a slow roll in Traverse City during the summers, and it really turned into be a multi-generational thing. You know, grandmas and millennials and everybody in between. The idea of people on bikes creates more people on bikes. And, you know, we really try to push the social aspect of meeting neighbors. And, you know, the exercise is great, but it's that connecting to people and place that's really been great.
And then you decided to move into mountain bikes, because I noticed you've got a number of programs, including the one I love, Chicas del Norte, a Girls on Bikes Empowerment Program.
Oh, man. You know, and it's something that's taken off this year. It's like one of the things that I really felt like we weren't doing well. We weren't getting enough little girls on bikes. And this summer has been so cool to see. And every Sunday we come out and we ride bikes together, because really it's, you know, if there's one place to learn how to ride a bike, it's in the woods, and it's so much fun, and there's just tons of smiles. And these girls love to, you know, we're not trying to separate boys and girls, but they're just a little different. They socialize, they chat, they wait for each other, and it's been great to have them and grow that program.
Ty, why have you seen it so crucial and important to get kids on their bikes? What's happening, and how is that part of empowering them?
Well, you know, it's something that it's, you know, in my kids too, I just see so many kids tapping screens and sitting. And, you know, I'm a physical therapist, so I'm fully aware of the health impacts and the idea that we need to move more and sit less. But then it also branches out, not just from schools, but into the community, that we can get around town on our bicycles. We do not need a car for 90% of our trips within 2 miles. And it's something just to start a conversation about what it means to have a sustainable, strong community. And here in Traverse City, we're lucky that it's a pretty dense, we have a nice grid. It's very, you know, the streets, the infrastructure is improving. you know, so it's a, you know, it's a easy sell.
And what do you say to people who feel concern about bicycling with distracted texting car drivers going alongside them on the roads?
Yeah, and it's the number one concern, right? I mean, it's the safety is the number one thing with parents, with teachers, with principals, with administrators. And it's something that we really drive home with the kids that it is super important because we're on the street, you know, we don't ride on the sidewalk. And we're really talking about how do we design, you know, how can we improve our infrastructure to improve safety? Because, you know, Norte does a great job of encouraging and being cheerleaders, but without safe design and infrastructure, you know, it won't go anywhere. And so I'm excited that we're going to actually partner with the city here soon to start making some changes for safe ways to get to and from school.
That's great. I mean, I'm just thinking, I'm a baby boomer, and that bicycle was the ticket to freedom. And you get on, I remember getting on my bike on a summer day, and I could go anywhere I wanted in downtown Ferndale. And I used to pretend when I was quite young that I was riding a horse and I was being a cowboy. But the sense of freedom was there, but I didn't have to deal with the fact that you had drivers and you stop at any light and everybody's got their phones out. I don't care.
Right.
What?
No, it's true.
Yeah.
And you're right. And I want my kids, and I want my neighborhood's kids, and I want people who I don't know's kids to really have that experience like you and I did growing up. You know, you take a left, you take a right, and you're gone, you know, and that idea about what I want is the idea of visibility. And I'm not talking about reflectors or yellow jackets, but the idea that if we can get more people on bikes, then drivers expect to see us out on our bikes, you know, and I'm not talking about racers and spandex. I'm just talking about ordinary people in ordinary bikes doing ordinary things. And I think that visibility and that awareness is key.
Can other cities and towns take what you've done, Ty, and adapt it to their areas?
Absolutely. You know, nothing we've done is innovative. And to be honest, a lot of the things we've done, we've borrowed from other communities across the U.S. And I think that the idea is to make friends with awesome people. And I've learned that, you know, you can't do this yourself. So, you know, we have a dedicated board now. We have tons of volunteers. We have community partners. My only advice would be to start small and dream big and not bite off more than you can chew. But it's something that I think is important. And it's not just important for our kids, but I really feel like it's important for Traverse City.
Ty, I noticed as I look on your website, elgruponorte.org, a very strong Spanish influence, not only in the name of your group, but, you know, like we talked about, the Chicas del Norte or El Barrio Bike Fix. What's with the Spanish influence?
I know. Everybody's like, what's up with the Spanish? I'm a white guy from Canada who can barely speak a lick of Spanish, but I'm trying. And every day I'm like an aspiring Spanish speaker. But I met my wife in Tucson, fell in love with her and the culture. And then we moved north, Norte, so it's a little bit of a mashup of being up north here in Traverse City and coming from Tucson. So, you know, it's an odd name, but it's catching on, and I think people are associating Norte with people on bikes in Traverse City.
And the energy is good because it's Norte! Exclamation point.
Exactly. It's exciting.
The website is elgruponorte.org. We put up a link on the stateside page at michiganradio.org. And it's really worth diving in, taking a look at Ty's website. It was really great talking with you. Ty Schmidt, who is the founder, along with his wife, Joanna, of Norte.
Thank you.